about it. That carbon steel for cutting on there, that stuff's expensive. It's like the bits for a brake lathe. They're not cheap either, but, you know, people just chew them up because they get in too big a hurry and burn them up.
Simco in the shop, and it's got the triangular bits on it. And if you chip one, you know, you can always, if you don't break it too bad, you can rotate it to the other corner and get some life out of it. But I don't know, man. I just ain't never been in that big a hurry. I mean, if as expensive as those things are, I don't mind taking 5,000-6,000 at a time. I'm not gonna push it, you know. But I'm not doing, you know, 20,000 brake rotors a day either. So, you know, I guess that makes a difference. But
for HKX for ID, yeah, when you're on flat rate, it's a little different. But here's the thing: if you're always tearing up the equipment, then you're just slowing yourself down and everybody else too.
Exactly. Well, like I said, mine's an old machine, and I got it for nothing, and went all the way through it and replaced all the brass gears and the little plastic gear in the back, and, you know, tuned everything up. It does all right for what I'm doing, you know, but I don't do a lot of rotor work since I got into the engine side of stuff. I do a lot of engines, and I tell you what, man, I enjoy doing block work, but I hate heads. I just absolutely hate them.
They're time consuming because there's a lot more to it. All the grinding the valve seats, decking the heads, just making sure your geometry on your rocker arms are still right. And people don't take into account when you take it off the bottom, you got to match it on the top.
Well, true. You wouldn't believe some of the stuff that comes through here, man. I can't keep a camshaft in the thing. It keeps eating the camshafts off of the engine, and I cannot figure out why. And when you start measuring spring installed height, that it's pretty clear why.
I tell you how many times people come in complaining about a clutch after they had one put in it. People take a machine to flywheel, and then they wouldn't put the shoes behind it to bring the flywheel back out to the right space. Well, then that messes with your clutch throw. I mean, it just, people don't pay attention to that, and it don't take much on the bottom side to move a whole lot up top.
Right. You're exactly right. Well, Patrick, I am at my destination, brother. I am at the home of residence, so I'm going to have to get off of here and go in the house, get cleaned up. I have thoroughly enjoyed the conversation. I always enjoy talking to you. And I hope you can get that template to me here pretty soon so I can contribute to getting that truck back out on the road. This is KO4NUE, and I will be clear on your final. 7-3s to you, sir.
3s to you, Chad, and I got the template made this evening, so it's ready whenever I get a chance to get it up to you, and you got time. And you be careful out there, and I'll catch you next go-around. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear.